For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis. The U.S. Army Mountain Warfare School in Vermont is receiving $30 million for a new facility as part of the recently approved federal defense budget. Originally established as the Vermont Army National Guard Mountain Warfare School in 1983, the outfit trains a variety of soldiers in military mountaineering. Lieutenant Colonel Jacob Roy is the Construction and Facilities Management Officer for the Vermont National Guard at Camp Ethan Allen in Jericho.
The current facility, comparatively speaking, it's the schoolhouse to meet the throughput in the current course standards, actually could require up to 100,000 or more square feet. The existing facility that was constructed in 1987 only has about 37,000 square feet. So the building itself, it currently is only about 63% of what it actually should be. The other downside to this building is in the current configuration where it is, it actually is flooded out three times over the last 30 years, requiring extensive interior renovations because of all the water damage and things of that nature. The other thing, back when it was built in 1987, the throughput was mostly designed to meet the needs of the Vermont Guard in the 3rd of the 172nd Mountain Infantry Battalion when it was stood up back in 1986. So now this schoolhouse is basically home to mountaineering in the U.S. Army. And with the changeover from the 86 Armor Brigade to the Mountain Infantry Brigade here in the state, the throughput and the number of students that are coming into the school has gone up exponentially. So the schoolhouse itself just is not sized enough to currently meet the needs of the students or the instructors that are also there, that are housed there during the courses as they go through it. The schoolhouse itself is it's still got a lot of the 1987 classroom environments in it. So as you know, with a lot of the civilian colleges or academia schoolhouses that are out there, there's a lot of more modern technology to help advance in learning capabilities, to promote what the course curriculums are. So this project is there to take this old 1987 technology and bring it up to today's standards.
Lieutenant Colonel Roy says the new facility is expected to be three stories and about 82,000 square feet, and it will be filled with updated audio and visual technology.
This facility is going to be set up to basically provide all the classroom instruction to facilitate any field environment in that case. It's also going to have physical fitness rooms, and our intent is to have some indoor rock climbing capability as well. So the facility is going to be set up to maximize the learning for the students in a controlled environment, to learn all their knot tying, how to actually rig up ropes and rope systems and the bare necessities in the building before they actually go out into the field and accomplish what they've learned in a classroom environment. The classrooms are going to be able to get broken down to maximize the size of the class attendees. So if there's a smaller core group in there, then we'll be able to tailor kind of the size of the classroom to meet whatever the instructors and the students' capabilities require. As we're going through this, so the building is essentially going to be set up to basically have an extremely controlled environment for them to learn all of their mountaineering skills before they actually go out into the field and use them and put them into practice.
Major Steve Gagne, the commander of the Army Mountain Warfare School, says the school trains soldiers from every major component of the Army.
From the active component, reserve, National Guard, from units like the 82nd Airborne, the Ranger Regiment, Special Forces, to, you know, the New Jersey and Indiana National Guard. So there's a wide need for the individual skills that we teach, and the Army sends soldiers from really every occupational skill, every state, every component to our courses.
Major Gagne says the new facility will allow the school to expand both in what it teaches and how many people can attend its courses.
We'll continue with the five current courses that we teach, which is our basic mountaineering, our advanced mountaineering, mountain planner course, rough terrain evacuation course, and the mountain rifleman course. Our current problem with delivering that curriculum is bed space. And so, for example, with our basic mountaineering course, we generally train about 650 soldiers a year. We have a demand, a demonstrated demand from the Army that is nearly double that. And so what that's saying is the leaders in the Army identify this need for training with their soldiers in order to be prepared to deploy to places like Afghanistan, and they can't get their soldiers in there, simply not enough bed space. So this new facility, we'll be able to train about double the number of students per course, provided some other resource inputs, but that will allow us to better meet the Army's needs. In addition to what we currently have offered, we have also looked to address the Army's need to not only train individuals in the warfighting tasks associated with mountaineering, but also a collective capability in using those tasks. And so instead of taking just a single soldier and training them to be an individual mountaineer, we'd like to take entire units, companies, battalions, et cetera, bring them to Ethan Allen and allow them to conduct their warfighting tasks on that terrain with military mountaineer subject matter experts and show them how just a little bit of training and very little equipment can lead to exponential improvements in their warfighting capabilities given difficult terrain.
Currently in the design phase, the goal is to have the facility constructed by 2022. Jim Lavoulis, WAMC News.